Disabled Person Led Monitoring of the UNCRPD. My Experiences, My Rights. Disability Supports and Services. Report 2. Consultation and Engagement. Executive Summary. Whakarāpōpō tō taka mātua. Executive Summary. Project Brief. In 2021, at the request of the Disabled People's Organisation, DPO Coalition, the DBI started a third cycle of disabled person-led monitoring to explore whether the New Zealand government is realising disabled people's rights under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD. The DPO Coalition chose disability supports and services as the topic to be monitored. When DBI started this monitoring cycle, many changes were happening in the disability sector. For example, Whaikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, the Ministry, was established in July 2022. In March 2024, restrictions were placed on some disability support services and funding, and after an independent review in August 2024, the new ministry experienced further changes. The Disabled Person-Led Monitoring Team collected data through interviews, focus groups, and a nationwide questionnaire. The findings presented in this report focus on disabled people, family, whānau, aiga, and close supporters' feelings and views about the government's engagement and consultation with the disability community about the ministry and the March 2024 changes. The findings also highlight participants' hopes and dreams for the government's consultation and engagement processes with the disability community in the future. Key research findings. Whaikaha, Ministry of Disabled People. Under Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the government has an obligation to consult with Takata Whaikaha Māori. The ministry created a partnership between disabled people, Takata Whaikaha Māori and the Crown, called the Tripartite Partnership. Disability sector leader participants felt there was active involvement and close consultation between disabled people, Takata Whaikaha Māori and the Crown through this partnership when the ministry began. However, engagement with disabled people was reduced or stopped soon after its establishment, either due to personal reasons or because of changes in the ministry. These changes impacted Māori and Pacifica leaders from the disability sector, who felt their perspectives were reduced or lost. Some leaders believed the ministry was not prepared to genuinely partner with the disability community. Participants highlighted that it was common for the government to decide what the disability community needs and how their needs should be met. When consultation processes took place, participants felt that most decisions had already been made. Disability sector leaders said that system transformation should be designed and led by disabled people, instead of just consulting disabled people about it. They also said consultation that happens after decisions are made is not consultation. Changes to purchasing rules and equipment and modification services. Participants highlighted a lack of consultation regarding the 18th March 2024 changes to purchasing rules and equipment and modification services, EMS. The changes negatively impacted many people in the disability community. Participants felt the changes did not consider the needs of people with intersectional identities, such as Māori and Pacific disabled people. The ministry said some disabled people had been consulted, but there was not enough time for consultation with the wider disability community, fund holders, and service providers. There was no accessible information about the changes until late April 2024, which left some participants unsure about what the changes meant for them. Service providers and fund holders also experienced confusion due to the lack of communication. Many participants found out about the changes through social media. On the other hand, some participants said the announcement was the first time they learned about supports they are entitled to. Following the changes in March, an independent review of the ministry was initiated, which also lacked consultation. The sudden changes caused a lot of distress in the disability community. Participants shared feelings of despair, panic, and concern for their future needs. The lack of consultation and engagement meant that disabled people were less trusting of the ministry and the government. Hopes and recommendations. Participants provided recommendations for effective engagement and consultation with the disability community, including building the capacity of takata whaikaha, whānau hoa, Tūri Māori and disabled people, so they can participate in engagement and consultation fully and effectively. Early and regular engagement and consultation. Ensure engagement and consultation is genuine and not tokenistic. Consult and engage with a wide and diverse range of disabled people and disability organisations. Provide government officials with disabled person-led training and education on their obligations under the UNCRPD, including how to effectively engage and consult with the disability community. This is the end of the executive summary. Thank you for listening.